Brokaw Show, 720 WGN. So what is interesting is that Italy is starting to go back to work. They're starting to open up their economy. They're making some changes. And what can we learn from what Italy has been through? Because it appears that the United States experience with coronavirus has been about maybe a 4 to 6 week lag behind the experience in Italy. David Unger is with us. He is a professor of American foreign policy and strategic studies from Johns Hopkins, and he also wrote for the New York Times, including an op-ed people might have read called "I'm an American in Italy Under Coronavirus Lockdown. It's Horrific." And David, thank you so much for being with us. It is a pleasure to talk to you. Where is Italy now in this? They're ready to open up. Do you think it's safe?
Probably not, actually. You always take a risk when you open up. But there, people like Fauci and others have put forth criteria of where you should be in flattening of the curve before you open it. And we haven't quite hit that point yet. We have too many. We have more than 100,000 active cases still in this country of 60 million. So multiply that by 5.5 to get the U.S.,
right.
That's more than 500,000 active cases, and they're opening up. The plan, which was announced yesterday, is a four-week phased opening, a little bit starting next Monday, more the following Monday, and so on, building up to, they hope, opening most of the factories and the economies. We've been locked down, but the term lockdown, as you know, in the States, it means different things in different places. It's more severe, it's less severe. You can go outside, you can't go outside. The exceptions are different. We've had a very strict lockdown for the past 4 or 5 weeks, and it has worked in terms of flattening the curve. But what does that mean? That means that the number of new cases has been going steadily down each day, but there are still new cases. There are still more cases today than there ever were before. So it's risky. The first steps are not so risky. They're letting us go outside. They're letting us. There happens to be a beach 300 yards from where I'm sitting. Since I can walk to that beach, I'm allowed to go to that beach. I wouldn't be allowed to drive to that beach or take a bus to that beach. If you don't live by the beach, if you live maybe in the mountains, you're allowed to hike in that area. We've been limited to just 100 yards from our residence if we go out at all.
Okay,
and we
so
have
that's
to present a piece of paper that says, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's the beginning of this, and that's the how the first week is going to be, as you mentioned, rather subtle or modest changes. What happens in weeks 2, 3, and 4 here? I mean, are they going to have sporting events? Are restaurants going to be open? What's going to happen?
Well, what restaurants are last, and they're going to see how it goes before they get to restaurants, and no big gatherings, no sporting events for a long time, and everybody's still supposed to wear masks. They're keeping, they're keeping social distancing, 6 feet apart. They're keeping masks outside. They're keeping bans on social gathering. Bars and restaurants will be open for takeout, but not for actually sitting down there.
Do you believe?
Well, what's mainly going to happen over the next few weeks is factories and offices reopening.
Yeah. And all those have been closed at this point. Factories have been closed. Is the hospital situation,
yes,
in your estimation, David, is the hospital situation in Italy now calmed down, more stable than it was?
Definitely, yes. They issue statistics every day, and you can see how many ICU, intensive care beds are in use or ventilators are in use. It's been going steadily down for 3 or 4 weeks. The strictest controls were put in March 22nd, and we saw from about March 28th, 29th, steady relief, particularly on the hospital system. There was one area up near Milan where the hospital system was totally stressed out, and it's ironic because it's the richest, most advanced region of the country with the best hospital system, but it was just overwhelmed. Most of the rest of the country worried about getting overwhelmed, but we came up to it, and then the curve started bending down. There's much less pressure on the hospital system. Also, about two-thirds of the cases are not hospitalized now. They're isolated at home.
All right. Well, we wish you the best and safety in Italy as you're continuing to live there. David Unger is professor of American Foreign Policy and Strategic Studies at Johns Hopkins, and he's written in the New York Times, including an article a couple of weeks ago titled an op-ed, "I'm an American in Italy Under Coronavirus Lockdown. It is horrific." And it certainly has been not only there, but around the world as well. So we really, really do appreciate the time you spent with us, David.